KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jack Anderson. Our engineer today is Jake Perlman. We're joined by our multimedia team, as well as Austin group Alex Knapping, here to talk about their latest album, Mise en Place, and their show at the Mohawk. Alex, let's hear the first song.
Thank you.
It's Alex Knapping in Studio 1A, and I'm chit-chatting with the eponymous frontwoman, Alex Cohen. Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's so great to have you back. I know this is not your first time in Studio 1A, and I actually kind of want to go back into the KUTX time capsule for a second. This is from September 21st, 2014, when you guys first came in.
That was almost 3 years ago.
And I quote, "Soft falsetto vocals and brightly layered guitar riffs have carved a tight niche for Austin-based indie rock quartet Alex Knapping's new release. Alex Knapping's This Is Not a Bedroom, out September 23rd, 2014 on Punctum Records. In the meantime, Alex Knapping has released Weak Knees, an incandescent single that exemplifies the group's pop grooves and clever lyrics. I wouldn't bring this up, but that was my first assignment as a music archive journalist for KUTX when I started as an intern.
That's awesome.
Is any of that accurate?
None of it. No, just kidding. It sounds pretty spot on, I think.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I was looking back, and now it's kind of cringing reading through it. It's a little bit too verbose. But
do you
want
to like rewrite it on the spot for us now?
Exactly right. I think brightly layered guitar riffs, might have to take that one out there. But so we can catch everybody else up. You put out This Is Not a Bedroom back in 2014 after being founded in 2013. You had the couple singles last year. And then Mise en Place, you released this back in May. How would you describe your progression in these past 3 years since you were last here?
I mean, I think that we've just like grown in terms of knowing how to play with each other and write with each other and figuring out like how to talk about what we want a record to sound like. And I think that, you know, we spent more time in the studio on this record, and that was a really fun experience because I think we were like pretty limited with the first record. We had like 4 days in the studio, and we just kind of like recorded our songs like what they sound like in the live set. And this time we kind of like got to write in the studio a little bit more. Like we had basic ideas for songs and structures and like melodies, but then we kind of like filled everything around that. And after that we were like, okay, now how do we play these songs live? So it was cool to like have a set now that was born out of a record versus the record being born out of a live set.
It's Alex Knapping in Studio 1A. I'm so glad that you brought up the songwriting process because, you know, you're such a storyteller with your lyrics and everything. And I understand that this album, Mise en Place, it has a central theme. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, the big theme of the album is just sort of about like coming out of college and being an adult and kind of trying to figure out how to balance everything in your life, like your professional ambitions and your personal relationships, both like friendships and romantic, and kind of just being like, how does this all work? How can this all fit together?
How do you get from the story to the lyrics? Because you're a great storyteller, but do you come up with meter first? Do you listen to the songs evoke memories for you?
I would say that for the most part, this record the songs were like momentary reactions. So like everything was kind of written as they were happening in my life. And, a lot of the time on this one, I would just kind of be playing guitar and like come up with a part that I liked and then kind of craft a song around it. And then think like, what's going on in my life that I want to write about right now? And then a song would come from it.
And then speaking of guitar, this album compared to previous releases, not so much guitar in the front, a lot more arrangement heavy. What led you to that decision?
I mean, I think that we just never want to be limited as like a guitar band or to one sound and craft the sound that we want to make. And for this record, it was just less guitar oriented.
Alex Knapping in Studio 1A. Their new album is called Mise en Place. They're playing this Saturday at the Mohawk along with Mean Girls and Krista Van Loo. Alex, what are we going to hear next?
This next song is called Fault.
A fault in step back into
It's new stuff from Alex Knapping here in Studio 1A. And I'm talking with fronting guitarist and vocalist Alex Cohen. Alex, do you mind by taking a moment to introduce your other band members?
Yeah, so we've got Andrew Stevens on drums and Tomas Garcia Olano on bass and Adrian Sebastian Haynes on guitar.
Well, the new album is called Mise en Place. You can get it on Bandcamp, correct? Where else?
It's available on Bandcamp and iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere where it's streamable. I think it's like, I Google our band name, and it's like one of the links that came up was like, you can buy a CD of it on Target.com, which I thought was really weird.
All right. Well, the new album's on Target.com.
Yeah.
That's where you can check it out. You can also see Alex Knapping live this Saturday, July 29th at the Mohawk, along with Mean Girls and Krista Van Loo. Alex, did I understand correctly that you guys are going on tour after the show?
Yeah, we leave Sunday, and then we are hitting the West Coast.
Any notable locations that you're excited about particularly?
I mean, all of the big cities on the West Coast, like LA and San Francisco and Seattle, are going to be super fun. And then we're like driving back through like Boise and Denver and Salt Lake City, and I'm pretty stoked to like see all those mountainous regions. I've never been to any of them before.
Oh, wow. Well, Beautiful. Yeah, it sounds like you have a lovely tour coming up. Thank you so much for coming into Studio 1A. I know it's not your first time. Hopefully not your last either.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not, yeah. Well, thank you so much to our engineer today, Mr. Jake Perlman, and thank you so much to our multimedia team. You can expect some video goodies of Alex Knapping's Studio 1A session on our website, kutx.org, in the near future. Alex Knapping is going to record one more song for our website on kutx.org, but that's going to wrap up the broadcast portion. And for KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, I'm Jack Anderson.
Catch me. Cause you